Hi, this is Jim Hale. I'm the pastor of the Saratoga Chapel in Ballston Lake, New York. God is light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. We're called to reflect that light. But what is that light? In Exodus 34, Moses prayed for an experience of light. He prayed, oh God, show me your glory. Show me the overwhelming excellency, the clarity, the brilliance of what you are and can do. He'd had an experience of light on different occasions at the Red Sea, particularly when the Egyptian army threatened the Jewish people and God split the sea and he saw the power of God and he saw the Egyptians and the chariots all destroyed. And he saw and savored the glory of God, and he longed, in Exodus 34, to have another experience of that kind of glory. So how does he answer the prayer? He does something that's different. He says, I will cause my goodness to pass before you. And all of a sudden you realize the overwhelming glory of God, the excellency, the shining brilliance of God, is rooted in the very character of God, the goodness of God. And he gives a list of qualities that show what that goodness is. And the first two are merciful and gracious. And I'd like for a moment to think about that, because light is mercy and grace. It's the beginning. It's the core of what the light of God is. There's a story about a young woman who was a beautiful young woman who met a man that she hated. And she hated him because she thought that he was proud and that he was arrogant and selfish and uncaring. The young man loved her, though, and he told her. And when she heard him tell her that he loved her, she hated him almost more. And she told him she didn't want anything to do with him. She rejected him. The young woman had a sister, and that sister got into trouble. And it was a trouble that threatened the sister's life and threatened the whole family. And someone intervened, someone at great personal expense, saved the sister, saved the family from ruin, saved the beautiful young woman. The young woman found out that it had happened, and she was so relieved. But she didn't know who did it. Who had saved her and her sister and her family? Someone who did know told her. And she found out that the person who saved her was the young man that she hated. And all of a sudden she realized that she'd misjudged him, that he was not selfish and proud and arrogant, but that he was filled with mercy and graciousness. That is who he was. He had entered into the suffering of her sister and her family and herself. He'd felt it, and his great desire was to rescue them, to save them. And that's what he did at great personal expense. And when this young woman found that out, she said, oh, my heart has been changed within me. That's what light is, that God is like that. Jesus is like that, entering into the suffering, the state of people that do not deserve his love. And out of that great compassion, mercy, and longing to restore and heal, he acts. That's what the beginning of light is. God puts all kinds of people into our lives. And people, when we see them, we say, that person doesn't deserve my kindness or any sense of goodness. But that when you begin to have the light of Christ burning within you, you will find that you want to enter into their experience even when they don't deserve it. And you long to be someone that God uses to bring healing and help and change, to be the aroma of Jesus to them. So the question for today is, does that light burn in you?